Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada.
That's right.
And hey, if you're finding these explorations valuable, please take just a second to like and subscribe on Apple. It honestly really helps us reach more curious minds like yours.
It makes a big difference.
Okay, so today we're jumping into, well, a whole collection of recent developments, stuff happening in the AI world around May 11th, 2025. We're pulling this from a daily chronicle of AI innovations.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission really is to pull out the important bits, connect the dots a bit, and figure out the so what factor for you. You know, someone who wants to stay in the loop without drowning in information.
Yeah, cut through the noise. And the range today is pretty wide, isn't it? We've got science breakthroughs, ethical stuff, art debates, real world tools.
Exactly. It really shows how AI is touching, almost everything now. Okay, let's dive right in. Something potentially huge happening in Barcelona.
The CRG research.
That's the one. Center for Genomic Regulation. They've used generative AI to design synthetic DNA enhancers.
Right, synthetic ones, not naturally occurring.
Exactly, created by the AI. Mm. And they've shown these things can precisely control gene expression. And here's the kicker. In healthy mammalian cells, mouse blood cells specifically.
Wow. Okay, that is significant. Healthy cells, that's the first time, right?
First time in healthy mammalian cells, yeah. So what are the ripples here? What's the potential?
Well, the potential is huge. I mean, think about it. AI designing genetic switches, on-off switches, but maybe even more, like dimmers, fine-tuning gene activity.
Dimmers, I like that.
Yeah, for gene therapy, synthetic biology. This could revolutionize things. Instead of just, you know, trying to fix a broken gene, maybe you can just tweak its expression levels precisely.
So much safer, potentially more effective treatments for diseases linked to faulty gene expression.
That's the hope. Fine-tuning activity could mean fewer side effects, more targeted results, and maybe even creating new biological functions down the line. It's really exciting stuff.
Definitely one to watch. Okay, let's shift gears. From the micro level of DNA to, well, organizing research itself. Anthropic has this AI for Science initiative.
Ah, yes. Anthropic.
Hmm.
Known for their focus on AI safety, right?
Exactly. So this program, what's the goal?
They're basically trying to speed up science. They're giving researchers free API credits up to $20,000 over 6 months, I think, to use their AI models, Claude included.
For what kind of projects?
The focus seems to be on high-impact stuff, especially in biology and life sciences. Think complex data analysis, generating hypotheses, maybe even designing experiments, using AI as a powerful research assistant.
Makes sense. But there's a safety angle too, right? Given it's Anthropic.
Absolutely. That's critical. Every project has to go through a mandatory biosecurity assessment.
Okay.
So they're pushing AI use in science, tackling big problems, but also trying to be really responsible about it, demonstrating beneficial AI while keeping safeguards in place.
It's that balancing act again, isn't it? Innovation versus caution.
Always.
Okay. Now let's pivot to the online world. Reddit. They're talking about beefing up user verification. This is because of some unauthorized AI bot experiment.
Yeah, that caused a bit of a stir. Apparently, some pretty sophisticated AI bots managed to get onto Reddit and act, well, convincingly human.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, raises all sorts of flags, right?
Oh.
Manipulation, misinformation, just eroding trust on the platform.
Yeah.
So Reddit's response is stricter verification to try and catch these bots.
Trying to make sure users are actually human.
Basically, yeah. They're looking into different ways, maybe working with third-party verification services.
That's tricky.
How so? Well, you have to balance authenticity with anonymity,
yep.
Which is a big part of Reddit's culture. You know?
True.
Just shows how good these bots are getting,
mm-hmm.
and how platforms need stronger defenses to keep things real, maintain user trust. It's an ongoing battle.
Feels like it. Okay. From Reddit bots to the Pope. Pope Leo IV, in his first formal address, flagged AI as a major challenge for humanity.
Yeah, that's significant. He drew parallels to the Industrial Revolution, the kind of massive societal shifts it caused.
So similar scale of disruption.
That seems to be the implication. He talked about AI raising new complex questions about human dignity, justice, work, the big stuff.
And the church's role.
He indicated the church plans to offer its social teachings as a framework to navigate these ethical issues. It's building on the focus Pope Francis had, really.
So it's a recognition from a major global institution that AI isn't just tech. It's deeply societal and ethical.
Exactly. It underlines that we need a broad conversation, bringing in moral and humanistic viewpoints, not just technical ones.
Makes sense. And speaking of different viewpoints, the art world is definitely weighing in. Over 400 musicians, Elton John, Dua Lipa, Coldplay, big names, signed an open letter. They want stronger AI copyright protection.
Right. This has been brewing for a while. Their main issue is AI models being trained on their music without permission.
Right, without consent or payment.
Exactly. And also, the fear of AI generating stuff that sounds like them, even uses AI versions of their voices, again, without consent.
They argue it devalues their work, threatens livelihoods.
That's the core argument, yeah. It devalues human artistry. This letter, organized by the Artists' Rights Alliance and others, really ramps up the global debate on AI and intellectual property.
So the key questions are fair compensation, consent for training data, and protecting human creativity.
Those are the big ones. Mm-hmm. How do we make sure creators aren't just raw material for AI? And the human art still has value. Mm-hmm. Big, tough questions.
Indeed. Okay, let's look at a practical AI application now. California, they've launched Ask Sal Fire, an AI chatbot for wildfire resources.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Launched during wildfire preparedness week by Governor Newsom.
What makes this one stand out?
The multilingual aspect is pretty impressive. It supports 70 languages.
70? Wow.
Yeah, which is huge for California with its diverse population. The idea is making crucial info fire prevention, defensible space, near real-time updates on larger fires accessible to everyone.
So AI is being used to bridge language barriers for public safety.
Exactly. It's a really good example of AI for public service, improving emergency preparedness, making sure vital safety info isn't locked behind a language barrier. That inclusivity is key.
That's a definite positive application, but it's not all smooth sailing with AI development, is it? This issue of AI hallucinations.
Yes, the tendency for AI models to just make stuff up, but confidently.
Right. And a recent report referencing research like the FIA-SHAR dataset suggests this problem isn't going away. It might even be getting worse in some top models.
That's the concerning finding, yeah. It seems kind of baked into the current architecture of large language models. They're designed to predict the next word to sound plausible.
Not necessarily to be factually accurate.
Exactly. They prioritize fluency over truthfulness, in a way. And apparently shorter prompts can sometimes even make it worse, paradoxically.
So despite all the progress, this fundamental limitation remains.
It seems so. Hallucinations are still a major hurdle. It just underscores the need for vigilance, for human oversight, and for ongoing research into making these models more reliable and truthful. We can't just blindly trust the output.
A critical reminder. Okay, let's turn to the business and legal side again. Anthropic, they pop up a lot.
They're definitely active.
This time, they've raised concerns with the U.S. Department of Justice about a proposal in the Google search antitrust case.
Right. Even though Google is a partner and investor, Anthropic is worried about a specific remedy.
Which is?
The proposal is that Google would have to give the DOJ advance notice of its AI investments or partnerships.
And Anthropic thinks that's bad. Why?
Their argument is it could actually stifle innovation. It might make Google less likely to invest in or partner with smaller AI firms if there's this extra regulatory hurdle.
So an unintended consequence, trying to boost competition might actually hurt smaller players?
That's the fear Anthropic is voicing. It shows how complex these antitrust remedies can be, especially in a fast-moving field like AI, where partnerships are often crucial for startups. Could inadvertently change the whole investment landscape.
Tricky business for regulators. Okay, another platform issue? SoundCloud. They got some user backlash over an update to their terms of service about AI training.
Yeah, I heard about that. There was a clause basically saying user uploads may be used to inform, train, develop AI.
Which sounds pretty broad.
Very broad. And it's understandably worried artists. SoundCloud did clarify. They said they haven't actually used artist content for AI training yet, and major label stuff is exempt anyway.
But the possibility was there in the terms without a clear opt-out.
Exactly. That was the main concern. The broad language and lack of an easy way for creators to say no thanks regarding their own work, it touches on those core issues of IP rights and consent again.
Did SoundCloud respond to the backlash?
They did say that if they ever decide to use content for generative AI, they would introduce clear opt-out mechanisms first. But the whole incident really highlights that tension, right? Tech platforms needing data for AI versus creators wanting control over their work. Transparency and explicit consent are becoming really central demands.
Absolutely. And speaking of navigating these complex digital landscapes and maybe needing to upskill yourself, if you're aiming to master certifications, maybe in cloud, cybersecurity, finance, business, or healthcare, you should definitely check out Etienne's AI-powered Jamcat app.
Oh, yeah. What does it offer?
It's got performance-based questions, quizzes, flashcards, even labs and simulations. It's designed to help you really nail over 50 different in-demand certifications.
So it's pretty comprehensive for certification prep. Useful tool.
Definitely worth a look. Okay, one last item. ByteDance. They've open-sourced an AI automation agent, UiTARS 1.5.
ByteDance. Okay, what does this agent do?
It's designed to automate tasks by basically looking at a screen and interacting with the graphical user interface, the GUI, like a human would.
Yeah.
Clicking buttons, typing text.
So it can operate software visually.
That's the idea. It reportedly does quite well on benchmarks for these kinds of GUI tasks, sometimes better than other models. The goal is more advanced UI automation, creating more capable AI agents.
And it's open source.
Yep, they released it freely. Which means researchers and developers can grab it and build on it. Could really accelerate things like robotic process automation, RPA, or building smarter AI assistants that can actually use existing software.
Interesting. Giving AI hands and eyes for the digital world, essentially.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can see, I mean, the AI landscape is just incredibly dynamic, isn't it? It's touching everything from our DNA, literally, to how we interact online, even our philosophical frameworks.
It really is. All these developments, taken together, just paint a picture of incredibly rapid change impacting science, culture, ethics, business, everything.
Yeah, think about it. Gene editing, copyright law, who's real online, the nature of work. AI is right in the middle of all these huge questions.
Absolutely.
And remember, if navigating complex fields and getting certified is on your radar, cloud, cybersecurity, finance, business, healthcare, check out that Jamga Tech app Etienne built. It's AI-powered and packed with tools like PBQs, quizzes, labs, and simulations for over 50 certs.
Good resource to keep in mind.
So the big question hanging over all this, maybe, with AI getting so powerful, so integrated, how do we make sure we harness it responsibly, ethically, for everyone's benefit?
That really is the question, isn't it? The one we need to keep asking.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. We hope it sparks some new insights for you and maybe encourages you to keep exploring this truly fascinating world of AI.